Salah is a blessing, not a burden. So as I begin this journey with you, I just want to tell you the inspiration behind this. This is not coming from a place of where I'm telling you, like, you need to pray and you're bad if you don't pray. And, well, I will say this. We do need to pray, and we do harm our souls if we don't pray. But the reason I'm saying I'm not coming from that space is that I was tested in a period in my life where I did not want to pray, and I almost let go of my faith. And so during that time, Salah felt like a burden to me. So I wanted to let you know that as I begin this particular journey with you, I want to let you know that I'm speaking from a place of vulnerability and having gone through that and having faced parts of my life where I feel myself being pulled back to that dark space, but Allah brought me through it where I learned that my prayer, the Salah, is actually a blessing, not a burden. So for those of you who are joining and hoping to get inspiration, I ask our Creator to bless us today and through this journey of speaking about this very, very important topic. And I pray that as you listen, that you are benefited just by being here. And what I think of with that is this beautiful hadith where the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, when the angels find a gathering of dhikr, meaning a gathering of people mentioning Allah, Allah says, what are my slaves asking? They, the angels, say, they are glorifying, magnifying, praying, and extolling you. He asks, have they seen me? They say, no, by Allah, they have not seen you. He asks, and how would it be if they saw me? They say, they would be even more fervent and devoted in their praise and worship. He says, what are they asking me for? They say, they ask you for paradise. He says, have they seen it? They, the angels, say, no, by Allah, our Lord, they have not seen it. He, meaning Allah, asks, and how would it be if they saw it? They, the angels, say, they would be even more eager for it, and they would beseech you even more earnestly. He, Allah, says, and what do they seek my protection from? They, the angels, say, from the fire of hell. He asks, have they seen it? They say, no, by Allah, they have not seen it. He, Allah, asks, and how would it be if they saw it? They, the angels, say, they would be even more afraid and anxious to escape it. Allah says, you are my witnesses that I have forgiven them. And then one of the angels says, so-and-so, meaning he's mentioning a name of a person in this gathering. So-and-so is not really one of them. He came, meaning he came to this gathering, or she, for some other reason. So Allah says, they are all in this gathering, and one of them will not be excluded, meaning they will not be excluded from forgiveness just because they showed up. Showing up, this is one of my most inspirational models for myself, is just show up. Allah will take care of your heart. You don't have to worry about doing all of the work. Just show up. Show up empty. Show up broken. Show up confused. But just show up. Show up to Allah. Show up to your Salah. Show up to Quran. Show up to Dua. And Allah will resuscitate, will bring your heart to life just because you were present. Welcome. And I hope you benefit from this particular series. Salah is a blessing, not a burden. May you be written down amongst those who join a gathering of dhikr, of remembrance of Allah, no matter what reason you came, even if it was just out of curiosity, may you be written down amongst those who are granted the mercy and forgiveness of Allah.